Welcome to Secular Yakking.
It's like blogging out loud, a show where we cover current events, politics, and anything secular to yak about.
Want to join the conversation? Lines are open. 704-802-YAK. That's 704-802-YAKK. Hey, welcome back, Yakkers. It's time for another episode.
As always.
On Mondays. Hope you had a nice weekend. I know we did.
I'm going to say we had a busy weekend, I think.
And we finally got some rain up here.
Oh, yeah, since May.
Yeah, it was very nice to get some rain. Cool the place down.
Yeah.
But I think we should get on with the show.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. So, an update to the Bay County and God We Trust we covered back in episode 10. On Friday, July 24th, the Atheists of Bay County, Florida, and several other secular groups, including a local UU church, organized a protest.
a yokel.
Yeah, Florida yokels. Fine, same thing. To show their dissatisfaction with the sheriff adding, "And God We Trust" patrol vehicles. Around 15 secular citizens showed up in the rain.
I know I would.
Yeah, I would have been there in the rain, wearing my hat, have a sign, you know. Yeah. Having all sorts of fun. There was, however, a counter-protest of at least 150 supporters of the phrase.
Right, because they already have a lot of numbers anyways.
Yeah. There are those that are claiming the secular citizens lost because of numbers.
But
I don't think so. I think they won.
Yeah, right.
They got a lot of media attention. They got newspaper articles. They got a couple of local TV stations talking about them. That was the goal.
Right, and the other side didn't, I take it.
Right. Well, no, they got press.
Oh, uh-huh.
Right? But considering this is the northern panhandle of Florida, which is like South Alabama.
Right, right, yeah.
It's kind of good that they at least got some press.
Right, they got some exposure.
Right, because otherwise they wouldn't have. Now, the exposure was heavily on the religious side.
Of course.
But they still got that exposure. And I did get a statement from one of the organizers, Elias, and it's pretty good. I'll read a little bit, and the rest will be on our website if you want to read the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a little long.
Yeah. A group consisting of various religious and irreligious belief systems, Muslim, Jewish, agnostic, atheist, pagan, etc., gathered to protest the sheriff of Bay County's decision to place In God We Trust stickers on our squad cars. We protested for various reasons. First among them is obviously dangerous place to promote religion as texts. Religious texts, as it detracts from the impartial nature of law enforcement that is so vital to the safety of minorities. Second, it is a clear violation of separation of church and state. Third, equal representation of the constituents is a necessity for all government organizations if continuity of equality is to be ensured. Fourth, law enforcement officers are public institutions. Excuse me, law enforcement offices are public institutions that should never be used for religious or political agendas.
Yes, and that's exactly what I I think every single one of those through this whole thing, it's like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, really?
It's ridiculous that anybody could not see this as a religious message. I just don't understand how.
Exactly. Excuse me.
Yeah, great job to all the people down in Bay County for getting together and going out in the rain to do this.
Right.
Because I've seen those Florida rains. They're no fun.
We've been in those. Yeah.
Another update on the Baphomet statue from last week.
Yes.
If you remember last week, we talked about the Detroit unveiling of the Satanic Temple's Baphomet statue that was originally supposed to go up by the Oklahoma Ten Commandments.
Right.
And the threats of blowing it up real good.
I still laugh at that one.
And they went ahead with the unveiling. However, they had a very special way for people to get in to see it. So, according to Lucian Greaves, a spokesperson for the Satanic Temple, said this is how it works. You get an e-ticket, and then you show up at the location that the e-ticket says.
Right.
You go through a security checkpoint there, and after that, you have to sign a contract transferring your soul to Satan.
That'll go over well.
Which read, I agree that by signing this document under any name, given or adopted, actual or pseudonym...
Okay. Tongue twister.
Pseudonymous. I've never even seen it spelled that way. I am hereby avowing my soul to Satan, a.k.a. Abaddon, a.k.a. Lucifer, a.k.a. Beelzebub, a.k.a. the Antichrist. I do so knowing that he, a.k.a. the Fallen, a.k.a. the Father of Lies, or any of his representatives may choose to collect my eternal soul at any time, with or without notice. I understand that my signature or mark representing any name, real or made up, upon these papers constitutes a lasting and eternal contract, that there will be no further negotiations on the matter of my eternal soul.
I bet that went over real well with them.
Yeah. Well, apparently it worked because, well, after they signed the contract, then they get the actual location, which was several miles away.
Oh, okay.
So you couldn't just, follow.
It's like this big hunt.
Yeah. It's a treasure hunt.
Yeah, treasure hunt, exactly.
But apparently it was a really good idea because they did not have a single issue with the unveiling.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. But Friendly Atheist actually has a really good take on this. Uh-huh. I suggest you go over there and read it. It's really good. Notes, or that link will be in the show notes because he's got pictures and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you do that.
And then we have some science news, which we don't normally cover, but I thought this was really good stuff.
I like science news.
I know, but I'm not a scientist, so I don't usually cover science.
Well, just because we're not scientists doesn't mean we could at least get the info out there.
Well, I know.
But... so we need to make sure we do that.
All right.
I like science news.
But since I do politics, this one came in perfect.
Well.
House passes anti-GMO labeling law. The U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday passed the hotly debated measure that blocks any mandatory labeling of foods made with genetically engineered crops, including preempting a state law that could take effect next year in Vermont.
Interesting.
So it's called the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act.
Right.
Which has the following provisions. A food label can only claim that a food is non-GMO if the ingredients are subject to certain supply chain process controls. No food label can suggest that non-GMO foods are safer than GMO foods.
That
a food can be labeled as non-GMO even if it is produced with a GMO processing aid or enzyme or derived from animals fed GMO feed or given GMO drugs.
Interesting.
So,
yeah.
Also it says the FDA must allow but not require GMO food to be labeled as GMO, and the FDA must regulate the use of natural on food labels.
I think that's good because once this comes out, everyone's going to be claiming that theirs is the natural,
Well, here's the thing. We need a national standard on labeling of food.
Yes,
I agree. This is ridiculous that we allow states to label food.
Yeah.
Just like, here's my rules. So you can have one rule in California.
Right.
Right. Which is just absolutely the strictest, most annoying label of natural GMO, right?
Right.
And then you could go someplace like Kansas, which doesn't even care.
Right.
Right. And you don't know what you're buying.
I know. And it's very confusing. And they do, they need a national coverage label, basically.
Right. I mean, everything else is nationally mandated in food labels. I don't understand why this isn't.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. You know, the FDA and all that, it covers, you know, nationwide.
But I am definitely for labeling GMOs, and here's why. Bill Nye said it best. He said, GMO companies should put the label proudly GMO.
Right.
So that way, it ends that fear and stigmatism.
Yes, I agree completely, because the second everyone hears GMO, it's like hearing the word atheist. Oh, that's a bad word immediately, regardless of what it pertains to right. or what's involved with
it. And in most cases, GMO is very rigorously tested.
Yes.
Right? We know exactly what that genetic modification is supposed to do.
Right.
And if it doesn't do it, they change it.
Right.
Or if it does something else, they change it. It's not like, here, let's put this gene in here and hope it works.
Exactly.
That's what they did before we were able to do gene modification.
Right.
It's like, here, let's breed this and this and see what happens.
Right. Everything is very monitored nowadays. There is no just free-for-alls anymore.
But don't take my word for it on this bill. I encourage everyone to go read the actual bill. Don't go to a website talking about the bill.
Right. Read it, the actual bill, for yourself. Don't listen to hearsay.
Right. And that link will be on the show notes as well.
You're going to have a lot of work to do.
Luckily, it's already done.
Oh, we'll see. That doesn't surprise me.
And another great GMO story. New GMO rice plant could increase yield and cut greenhouse gas emissions.
I think that's great.
So rice and the rice paddies has been considered responsible between 7 and 17% of all human-induced methane.
I never knew that.
Right, and methane is a very powerful greenhouse gas.
Well, of course, yes. Right?
And is a substantial contributor to climate change.
Right, of course.
So this new rice not only increases yield, so you get more rice per acre.
Right.
But it is supposedly emits as little as 1% methane of conventional rice.
That's a huge difference.
So you're taking a huge chunk out of the human-induced methane.
Right.
So, which will bring down the issue of climate change.
Right. And I know a lot of people, you know, those who are against GMOs and everything, they always say, you know, oh, now you've got it, you know, making huge yields, which isn't natural, blah, blah, blah. But if you know anything about growing vegetables, a lot of the seeds that you choose or the plants that you choose, they're grafted to produce higher yields sometimes. And, you know, it's no different. It's
right.
Not like we're like making robot rice plants or something. I mean, it's silly.
So, and you can see that, and again, I go back to Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse Tyson, and they say you cannot find an edible wild apple.
Right.
You can't find an edible wild corn.
Because there aren't any natural
right.
edible
now,
untouched ones.
I understand the difference between selective breeding and strict GMO. I understand that concept. But we have been genetically modifying these things
for decades.
Thousands of years. Since we discovered an agricultural culture, and we could...
We're always trying to improve
right. so
what we can
we
put out.
We will breed the two things that work best.
Right.
And before GMOs, we had no idea what the eventual outcome would be.
Right.
Which gives us traits that we don't necessarily want.
Right.
Right?
Right. It's kind of trying to, you know, have control over, you know, how much effort and time and feedback that you get from it.
Right. And now that we can actually splice in extra species genetic material, mm-hmm. we can take something that really works well for one species, say like I think it was tomato plant,
mm-hmm.
right, that is hardier in cold temperatures because they used the genes
right.
out of a fish, I think.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, if I remember, it was, other people know this better, but I remember reading about that.
Right.
And it made a much better tomato.
Right, and that's just the thing. It's the same thing with this rice plant. You know, you're wanting to get the most yield that you possibly can to help create enough, you know, more food and, you know, enough to feed people. But at the same time, by doing this, you're also able to control what you do to the planet at the same time, you know?
Right.
I mean,
one of the greatest things about GMO plants that I've seen is golden rice. So golden rice, it grows better and it gives nutritional deficiencies. It covers the nutritional deficiencies of third world countries. Right. So it's got more, trying to remember what it had. I think it was iron and all these things that are missing in their diet. Right.
Right.
And it puts it into the rice, which is a staple of their diet.
Right.
So, and it's, so they get all their nutrition out of their rice.
Right.
So I think that was, and it increased the living conditions of those people.
Right. And that's actually what I was thinking of. Anyone who has medical issues that, you know, kind of rely on being able to do things like this is essential. I can speak for myself on that.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. I mean, most of your stuff's probably genetically modified in some way.
Oh, I know it is. So. I mean, so, yeah, I mean, when you have medical issues that can, you know, this can make life-changing differences. I mean, life or death-changing, actually.
Right.
It, you know, it makes a big difference. They're not out to kill everyone. I mean, where's the money making in that?
Right. And that was another thing when I get into arguments about these people who are against the GMO companies. They say things like, well, they're just greedy and they're just doing this and people die.
Hear that.
Okay, so here's the thing. If people die, they lose their customers. Exactly. They don't want to lose their customers. If you're telling me that they're just greedy, then they want to be as safe as possible, because the second your product becomes unsafe, people stop using it.
Right. Especially nowadays with social media, word gets out like wildfire. Right. So, you know, they're not going to go and sabotage themselves, because that's, you know, if anything, if you want to play the greedy card, it would be the complete opposite.
Right.
I mean,
I understand there are companies out there that have safety records apart from the safety of their food. That's right. Different. We're talking right. Employee safety.
Right.
Right. But this, we're talking about consumer safety.
Right.
No company wants to put their consumers in danger.
Right.
And that's the real.
It will give them a bad reputation, which will, you know, make them lose lots of business.
And then the other argument I see against the GMO manufacturers is a lot of them used to be in chemicals.
Right.
Right. So Monsanto used to make horrible chemicals.
Right.
Well, guess what? They don't make horrible chemicals anymore.
That's right. Exactly.
They make seeds.
Right.
So equating the two is not, I just don't get it.
Right. I get what you're saying.
So, but on that note, I think we'll take a short break and listen to a cool commercial.
The Humanists of North Puget Sound is proud to welcome Shelley Siegel to Everett's own Fireville Community Coffee House.
Shelley is a global presence in the atheist movement and a genre-defying singer-songwriter. An atheist album brought her into the spotlight, and now she's coming to Everett, Washington.
Come enjoy her melodic vocals, heartfelt passion, and thought-provoking lyrics on August 17th at the Firewheel Community Coffee House, 2727 Colby Avenue in Everett, Washington at 7 p.m. Go to meetup.com/humanistmps for more info.
What happened to all the background noises that told me I was home?
And we're back.
Yes.
Yes. So I did get a few more dates on the Shelley events going on that week, and I'm going to put those on our page and share them on Facebook where I can.
Right, because there's going to be several events in case you miss one or the other.
I think there's four or five. I don't remember exactly.
Oh, wow, there's that many. Yeah. Okay.
So it's going to be plenty of opportunities to go see Shelley, not just ours.
Yeah, she's really cool.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
I still love that. I can't help it.
I know. So, obviously, it's time for the Mr. Potter Award.
Obviously.
So, this week, we moved to Missouri and Stone County.
Okie dokie.
Earlier this month, Stone County Sheriff Doug Rader posted a picture on the official Facebook page for the office of the sheriff that included new stickers that were added to the patrol vehicles. Can you guess what those stickers read?
Oh, sure we can.
I bet you said In God We Trust.
I was thinking something religious.
So just like Bay County, which we covered earlier, these stickers were donated and put on every patrol car.
That just seems so wrong to me.
Right. So, and with Bay County, I wanted to say this, a Friendly Atheist blog covered this, and there are obviously comments down at the bottom of the page, right?
Uh-huh.
And there is a comment from Anonymous Cop.
Okay.
And it says this: thanks for posting this. As a member of Bay County Police Department, I can say with absolute honesty that I did not support this decision. So no, the sheriff did not have overwhelming support from all his officers.
Yeah.
I am a closeted atheist in this community and couldn't risk voicing my dissatisfaction with the decision, but I do have a family and a community to support and couldn't risk my job.
I completely understand that.
Right. But as Hemet says, I'm not sure what can be done, as this is our national motto, and there is no real fight against this, in my opinion. So now I'm stuck driving with the stupid sticker on my patrol car. So, and
I get that.
And under the identity of my other project, the Original Motto Project, I actually went to Stone and Bay County's Facebook page, and I asked them a very pointed question: what are you going to do if an officer asks to take this off? And they don't want it on their patrol car.
Right.
And someone said, well, they can find a new job.
Holy moly, are you kidding?
And so I was like, so wonderful. You support freedom of religion as long as it's yours.
Well, not only that, he's also okay with firing someone based on their religious stance?
That was a comment from someone else. Not the office.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's the attitude that you're getting from this.
Oh,
if you don't agree with this, find a new job.
That's unbelievable that that's, you know, even able to go around and do that. I mean, it almost, you know, makes you think the whole you have freedom of religion isn't exactly there in some place. Well, okay,
it's not.
I mean, according to this, there's no way.
So, like Bay County, and I'm sure there probably is at least one in Stone County.
And, you know, I feel real bad for that officer who has to drive around his car with that on his car. It's anything, I think, that is not inclusive should not be on anything that, like police cars or anything government-based. Because, hello, separation church and state. This is not a hard one to figure out.
I know. And this argument that it's not religious just because it says God is just ridiculous.
And excuse me, they're right. They do get away with it because it is currently our national motto.
Right.
However, it is not our original national motto.
Right. But that's not all Sheriff Rader has done.
Of course.
Not by a long shot.
Of course.
So according to Dan Arell's blog, Danthropology, he uncovered a few items on the sheriff's Facebook page. On June 30th, they posted this: as we approach the 4th of July, now more than ever, we need to remember what our great nation was founded on and our Constitution. In God We Trust, in all caps, by the way.
Of course.
Still means as much today as it ever has. Keep our nation in your prayers and keep all our law enforcement in your prayers. Sheriff Doug Rader.
Unbelievable.
So this wasn't some staff member. This was written by the sheriff.
Right.
So he is using his position as an elected official to promote Christianity.
That's exactly what I was going to say. He's using his position to start preaching.
All right. And if you didn't think it was Christianity because it doesn't say anything about Christ there, on June 21st, for Father's Day, he posted a quote from Deuteronomy 6:6-9. These commandments that I give you today be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them as symbols to your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
So, okay, now that is complete and total preaching his position.
He quoted the Bible directly.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, how is he allowed to do this?
Because no one's stopping him. Because no one is complete. The FFRF, I have a feeling, is in on this.
I hope so.
I don't think they're... Oh, I know they are.
Oh, good.
But we're not done yet.
Of course not.
On June 15th, when a missing woman was found safe, the sheriff's office wrote, "Thank the Lord that Gypsy has been found safe."
Yes, so, not all the officers that put in the time and effort to find the person.
Right. And then, on May 3rd, the profile picture was changed to the St. Michael symbol, which is the patron saint of law enforcement, apparently. I thought it was patron saint of war. I don't know.
Wow.
Of course, I could be confusing that with the Archangel Michael. I don't know. But on April 5th, Easter, he posted this. When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pontius Pilate, said to them, "Here is the man," John 19:5. Happy Easter from Stone County Sheriff's Office.
I'm just kind of floored that he's allowed to keep repeatedly doing this.
Now, the list goes on and on. I don't have enough time here to cover it.
Oh, I mean, that's what I'm saying. He most definitely thinks his county, he's king of his county, I guess you could say.
Right.
Because that's kind of the attitude he seems to have.
Well, yeah, he does think he's king of the county, and you can look at his website for evidence of that.
Well, and, you know, with him being the sheriff, it's really going to his head because he's, you know, thinking he's the king sitting high up. No one's going to stop me. I can do what I want.
Right. And proof of that is from his website, which is prominent and which is why he gets the Potter Award for this week, because this was the most egregious thing I could find.
Okay.
So in the center of his website, right after the banner, it says this: For the policeman does not frighten people who are doing right, but those who are doing evil will always fear him. So if you do not want to be afraid, keep the laws, and you will get along with the policeman is sent by God to help you. But if you are doing something wrong, of course you should be afraid, for he will have you punished. He is sent by God for that very purpose. Which is a weird chopping and re-editing of Romans 13:3-4, where the policeman is actually says ruler.
Right.
Well, it depends on your version. It can't say king, ruler, authority, something
right.
like that.
We looked it up. We looked up both. Actually, there was a couple of sayings that he just blended together and then replaced ruler, you know, king, whatever, with the word policeman in quotations.
So if you ever had a doubt that this guy was using his office
yes.
to promote Christianity, this will just get rid of all that.
And he has a great big head thinking he's God of his county is right. what he's got going on.
Yeah.
This is his preaching, you know, location, and he can get the whole county to preach to, not just, you know, your typical, you know, preacher in a church or anything. He gets the whole county this way.
He gets the whole
way.
County, right.
Yeah.
So everybody that goes to his website has to read this. Everybody that goes to his Facebook has to see this.
Right, because it's like as soon as you open it up.
It is the homepage.
Which... in itself, again, I have serious issues. Why can't we seem to understand separation of church and state? It's real simple. It's not a hard thing to figure out. You don't have to, you know, decipher it like you do the Bible or something or whatever.
Well, there are tons of issues with this aside from that. I mean, it makes us atheists feel as if we're not served by the county properly.
Well, and if you look at this, there's actually several religions that are not feeling that, I would imagine. I mean, because... this is all coming from the Christian Bible. I mean, so there's lots of people this is not including.
Right.
And therefore, you know, may not feel as well protected. Or, you know, if they ever have to encounter with them, are they going to get treated differently because they're different? Like, let's say, you know, your car has bumper stickers like ours do.
Right.
You know, are you going
to... I would be afraid to drive through Stone County, Missouri right now.
Because you know you're going to be treated completely different.
Absolutely. I mean, if I know the police cars have that on their bumpers, right? And if they pull up behind me and saw my bumper stickers, hell, I do it now. I get worried when a cop pulls up behind me because of my bumper stickers because I don't know what their reaction is going to be.
Right.
It would be great if we could not have to have that feeling.
I know, and unfortunately you do. I mean, we've even had road rage issues for stuff on our bumpers.
Right.
And we don't have anything crazy. It's just, you know, it's just saying good without God, you know, stuff like that. And we've had some crazy people.
Yeah. I mean, I've got God Free American.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just got nothing...
nothing offensive
right,
is
nothing,
on there. Yeah.
Nothing directly offensive, but
right.
just saying...
well, that's what I mean.
Just saying I'm an atheist is offensive to some people.
Yeah, just... it's the A word.
Yeah. And, of course, my other project, the Original Motto Project, has offered to provide the bumper stickers that read E Pluribus Unum. And as with every other county I've talked to about this, no response.
None whatsoever.
None. They won't... no response at all. Not even an acknowledgement that they got my email.
And, you know, at least with E Pluribus Unum, which, by the way, was the original motto in this country, it is all-inclusive. It's not taking sides for any particular organization of any kind.
I know.
So it's, you know, you need to have either something all-inclusive on their cars.
Or nothing.
So, well, that's what I was going to say. Or nothing.
Right.
Which, either one is fine, but at least it does not exclude even one party.
Right. And that's, this is why Sheriff Rader gets the Mr. Potter Award for this week.
I definitely think he is deserving.
Yes, very much deserving.
Yeah, he's king of his own county.
Well, that's all the yakking we have for you today. Join us again next week as we resume the assault against your eardrums. If you can't seem to get enough of us, check out our Twitter and Facebook. If you like what you hear, drop on over to iTunes and leave us a coveted 5-star review.
Secular Yakking is sponsored by the Humanists of North Puget Sound.
The views expressed are those of the host and not those of HMPS or its board.
All audio for this episode was used under the Creative Commons license.
And remember, the government of the United States of America is not, in any sense, founded on the Christian religion.